My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge.
The number one question I always get is, Raul, how do you stay motivated when you don't feel like doing it? How do you continue to put in the work and become consistent and persistent, even though sometimes you may not feel like doing it? The answer is always the same. The market doesn't give a shit about your feelings. Nobody gives a shit about your feelings. The moment that I got that through my head, I realized that whether I feel like doing it or not is irrelevant. A leader understands that he can't rely on motivation. Motivation is a feeling, goes up and down. You have to focus on your commitment. What are you committed to do? Are you committed to get results in your life, in your business, in your marriage, your connection with God, in your health? Or are you committed to your fucking excuses, which is your feelings? Sometimes we commit to our feelings and we wait until we feel like doing shit. We wait until like we feel like creating an impact. We feel like putting in the work. We feel like creating content to inspire people. See, the market only understands those who are bringing value into the marketplace. If you're not getting the money that you want in your business, it's because you're not bringing enough value. If you're not getting what you want in your relationship, it's because you're not bringing enough value. If you're not getting the connection with God that you want with purpose, it's because you're not bringing enough value. Are you focusing on bringing value into this world? Or are you focusing to your feelings? Are you waiting for God to make you feel good? Are you waiting for your clients to make you feel good? Are you waiting for your employees to make you feel good? Man, fuck your feelings. Nobody gives a shit about your feelings. What are you committed to do? That's what drives me every single day. When my mind tells me, man, you shouldn't do this, or you don't have what it takes, or you can't say this, or you can't do that, I said, fuck my feelings. Not today, motherfucker, not today. I'm going to focus on what am I committed to do? What did I say I was going to do? So you have to be committed to your word. See, most men don't have a word. The words mean shit. That's why you're waiting for your feelings to catch up to the shit that you're doing. The moment that you commit to your word and do the shit that you say you're going to do, you will need motivation. You won't rely on your feelings. Because the truth is that you're not your thoughts, your feelings, or your emotions. You are the awareness of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And from that place, you make a choice and ask yourself a simple question. What am I committed to do today? So my intention for you today is to commit to results. Commit to making progress. Commit of being your word. Because the moment that you commit to making progress, the moment that you commit to being your word, the moment that you commit to results, you're part of the 1%. 1% of men who every single day you realize that you have to go into the battlefield. Your feelings will get in the way, but your commitment, your purpose, your passion for what you want to do, for the results you want to create, will constantly override your feelings and you will get shit done because the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're ready to go to the next level, join the challenge to get your edge back. This is a challenge for businessmen and entrepreneurs that want to find the certainty, the drive, and the passion to be able to go to the next level. Go to getmyedgeback.com. That's getmyedgeback.com and join the challenge now.